This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app and join me tomorrow night, Friday at 7 p.m. to get in on the action. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gatsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at a bunch of different places. I don't need to name them again. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can find me at Stace Gotts. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees. All one word, and I'm on Locker Room at Stace Gotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. So the Yankees will be playing a doubleheader against the Blue Jays today, starting at 4:05. It is currently 1:16 as I am recording this, and the lineup for Game 1 just came out. And in case you forgot, those games will be 7 innings, because that's one of the rules they decided to keep after our COVID season of 2020. I'll have my thoughts on what happened Tuesday, I have an apology for yesterday, and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So first up, yesterday, my computer is on its last legs, and if I have more than two things opened on it, it'll just shut down. And that's what was happening yesterday. I couldn't get anything recorded, so I gave my computer a break for a good 18 hours, and it seems to be okay, so I'm gonna try and do this as quickly as possible. So, let's get to it. Let's talk about Tuesday, because Tuesday was doubly bad. Actually, no, triply bad for the Yankees, because Corey Kluber leaves early, shoulder tightness, turns out he's going to be out 2 months. Then the Yankees lose the game, so that's the doubly bad. And then we find out Luke Voit has a grade 2 oblique strain. He said he first felt it on Saturday. He can't swing through. He's going to be out a while. It's just a perfect storm of a mess. I feel bad for Kluber coming off one of his best games of his career, and then to have that happen is just... And it's typical of the Yankees the last few years, and I guess of his bad luck also. And, you know, sometimes the luck runs out. So he'll be gone a while, and Voit will be gone a while. Stanton is working his way back. Actually, in fact, the lineup just came out. Hold on. Is he there? No, he's not. Okay, never mind. But he was working out at the stadium yesterday doing some running stuff. So he should be back soon, although I don't want to jinx anything. But let's see. I'll give you the lineup. Oh, there it is. Okay. DJ LeMahieu, Rougui Odor, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, Mike Ford, Clint Frazier, Miguel Andujar, Brett Gardner, Kyle Higashioka, and Domingo Herman is pitching. It is Herman against Manoa, who I have no idea. Oh, he's a minor leaguer. So the Yankees are screwed because they don't do well against pitchers they've never seen before. Wonderful. This is going to be a fun day. I can feel it right now. Yes, Robbie Ray against Jordan Montgomery. That game, I believe, begins 20 minutes after the first game ends, 20 to 30 minutes after the first game ends. I will say I was slightly relieved with the rain out last night, even though nothing really happened with the rain. I don't know about anyone else in the New York area, but we had a severe thunderstorm warning, and yeah, it kind of rained, and it was really quick, and then it didn't seem like much happened. So, I mean, I get why they did it, and again, I was appreciative, because after Tuesday, I felt like I needed another break from watching the Yankees, and we got to watch the Knicks win last night. So, you know, all is not lost. I don't know. I'm slightly worried about them facing this Manoa guy because, again, who knows how they'll do against him because they've never seen him. And then again, you also never know because they could come out and hit really well against him. But I have some Toronto friends and they're excited to see this guy pitch, so we'll see what happens. As of now, the Blue Jays lineup is not out. It's just the Yankees. It actually popped up on my phone right as I was about to record my intro, so it was perfect timing by Aaron Boone and the Yankees, so thank you for that. Again, the doubleheader, the Mets are also playing a doubleheader in Citi Field, and I'm not sure that's happened a lot. Yep, only four times. Interesting. Okay, here. It'll be just the fourth time that the Mets and Yankees have both played doubleheaders at home on the same day and the fifth time in the expansion era since 1961 that the same city has played host to two twin bills on the same day. Before that, scheduled doubleheaders were even more common. That's true. I actually attended a scheduled doubleheader for my first ever experience. Okay, so September 13th, 2008, the Mets played the Braves, the Rays played the Yankees. April 13th, 1997, the Mets played the Giants, the Yankees played the A's. September 21st, 1982, the Mets played the Expos, the Yankees played the Indians. And let's see, June 21st, 1961, in Chicago, the Cubs played the Dodgers, and the Indians and White Sox played. So that's pretty cool. I did do a dual stadium doubleheader, and if you don't know what that is, the Yankees and the Mets were playing on the same day, and it just so happened that the Yankees were playing a day game, the Mets were playing a night game. So we saw the Yankees beat Toronto in the day game. Andy Pettit pitched. Then we went out to Queens. I took really great pictures of the Unisphere, because I'd always seen it from the distance, but I never went to the park, ever, even, you know, and I went to a bunch of Met games, and we just never went over there. And then we saw the Mets lose in heartbreaking fashion to the Phillies. But it was very cool. I recommend that if you have a chance to do a dual stadium doubleheader, if that ever happens where the Yankees are playing an afternoon game, the Mets are playing a night game, or vice versa, I highly recommend it. It's a long day and it's tiring, but it's pretty cool to do that. In a moment, I'll have more thoughts on Corey Kluber's injury, but first, investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on your preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront/LockedOnMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB. That's WEALTHFORNT.com/LockedOnMLB to grow your savings. Go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB and get started today. So it's time for me to tell you all about RockAuto.com. I will tell you right now, I know nothing about cars. I've never had a license, never had my own car, but I've been in plenty of them, and I know that parts are expensive. So you should go to RockAuto.com, because it's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, the prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. I know I expressed this in segment one, but I'm going to express it again. What a bummer about Corey Kluber. We all knew the risks of acquiring him because of his history with injuries and because of the Yankees' history with injuries, to be honest. But what an absolute bummer for him to come off the high of a no-hitter, his first career no-hitter, only to come out in the next start and have to leave early because he feels tightness in his shoulder. And then he's out for 8 weeks. So the drill is no throwing for 4 weeks, and then he'll start throwing, and he should be back in 8 weeks. I'll say should be back in 8 weeks because, again, it's the Yankees. We never know. But it's just, wow. Baseball is so cruel in that way because you can have the highest of highs, and then in your very next start, you can have the lowest of lows. And it happens for teams overall, you know, like in a playoff series. Maybe a team will have an incredible comeback, and then the next game they get blown out and eliminated. Or, hey, like the Yankees in 2019, DJ LeMahieu hits that game-tying home run in the ninth inning against Houston, and then Chapman gives up the game winner to Altuve. The sport can change on a dime. It can happen inning to inning, game to game, start to start. It's just the way the sport is. And my goodness, he got taken out, and I thought, oh boy, this is going to be really bad. And it turned out to be bad for the Yankees anyway, because they weren't playing a good game. And they bring Michael King in. Now, Michael Kay, I think, remarked, because I was sitting in my kitchen eating while I was watching the game, and I could kind of hear him, but not really. But he kind of implied that Michael King didn't have long enough to warm up. And it kind of looked like that was the problem because he settled down slightly, but didn't start off well. And it was just a bad game overall. The Yankees, you know, I knew the Yankees would have trouble with the Blue Jays. They have a really good lineup, you know. So it's kind of amazing that the Rays were able to sweep them in four games because, you know, it's not like they're a bad team at all. So I just, today's a big test for the Yankees. It can either be a really good test where they ace it, or it's going to be a really horrible test. I don't know. I don't feel a split. I feel whoever wins the first game is going to win the second game. Either way. I know that's an odd feeling to have. I wouldn't mind a split. I would much prefer a sweep so the Yankees could win the series, but we'll see what happens. Again, I'm worried about this kid coming in and the Yankees being baffled. So DJ LeMahieu is back from his paternity leave. Luke Voit, well, he's injured, but his wife is due to give birth soon. Rougi Odor's wife had a baby, was it last week? A lot of things happening in the Yankees clubhouse. If you recall, during the 2010 season, two World Series babies were born. CeCe Sabathia's wife Amber had a baby, and Mark Teixeira's wife had a baby. Anyway, I found that so amusing because, you know, you do the math in your head and you think, oh, someone was celebrating the World Series and having a lot of fun doing it. So good for you. Good for everyone who's having babies. And by the way, when someone's wife has a baby, say the wife had a baby. I'm so sick of seeing these headlines where it implies the guy had the baby. Unless he's a trans man, he's not having a baby. Or it's a medical miracle and he is having a baby and no one knew he was pregnant. So can we acknowledge the wives having babies? Thank you. Well, that turned into an unexpected rant. Anyway, congrats to DJ LeMahieu and his wife. In a moment, we'll go more in depth into the pitching matchups for today's doubleheader. But first, Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, and even at the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Locked On MLB Network listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONMLB to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, the product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, but if you want to try it, Go to lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code LOCKEDONMLB. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action on BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams are in the playoffs, like the Knicks, who beat Atlanta last night, and it was a comeback win. I was so excited to see the Garden all hyped up for this, and hey, you can bet on Game 3 if you want to, if you go to BetOnline. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Okay, so let's look at matchup number one for today. Alek Manoah against Domingo Germán. And as I said, Blue Jays fans are hyped about this. It's the Blue Jays' most anticipated debut since Nate Pearson in 2020 and Vlad Jr. and Bo Bichette in 2019. So Manoah gets the Yankees. That's his introduction to the major leagues. He dominated this Yankees lineup in spring training. He has a heavy fastball and slider, according to MLB.com, but Yankee Stadium is a different challenge than Florida, so we'll see what happens. Germán is coming off 7 scoreless innings against the Rangers, having scattered 6 hits, did not walk anyone, struck out 5. He took a loss against Toronto in his season opening start way back on April 4th. He permitted 3 runs in 3-plus innings. Again, I'm slightly worried about how the Yankees are going to perform against this kid. You never know. They could come out guns blazing and score a lot on him, or they can do what they do most of the time against pitchers they're not familiar with. And, you know, not do well. So we'll see. And then, no easy task, they get to face Robbie Ray tonight. They have Jordan Montgomery on the bump, and he's coming off one of his best starts of his career. So Robbie Ray, he's 2-1 with a 3.42 ERA and 55 strikeouts on the season. Now, this is the stat that scares me. He has 1 walk over his last 6 starts. So that might be a problem for the Yankees. And as I joked on Tuesday's show, maybe that's where all of Gerrit Cole's ability to not walk went. Maybe he exchanged that with Robbie Ray. Not that he's walking a lot, but when Gerrit Cole walks 3 in a game after only having 3 on the season at some point, it's a little frightening. Montgomery, as I said, coming off a season-best 7 scoreless innings against the White Sox with no walks and a career high of 11 strikeouts. So far in May, in 4 starts, he's pitched to a 3.68 ERA, and he's held opponents to a 6.26 OPS. Now, as for the matchups, DJ LeMahieu has faced Ray the most, 23 at-bats. He's only batting .217. And as for Jordan Montgomery, the person who's faced him the most is Teoscar Hernandez, who has an OFER in 10 at-bats. The rest of them haven't really faced him that much. And for some reason, oh, no, I shouldn't say that. Randall Grichuk has a home run off Montgomery, 1 home run in 6 at-bats. He's batting .333 because Randall Grichuk, for some reason, is a Yankee killer. He's one of those guys where, you know, he's not a terrible baseball player, but he turns into, like my dad would always say, who is this guy, Babe Ruth, whenever someone did really well against the Yankees. And that's how I feel about Randall Grichuk. It's amusing. Well, not amusing. It's frustrating. Maybe someone can keep him in the park today. That would be really great because he hit a home run on Tuesday night because of course he did. I mean, at that point, I think the Blue Jays were up by enough where it didn't really matter. But yeah, he's just a pain in the rear end. So I'm going to end the show on a slight rant about the Yankees' upcoming schedule because there's something here that doesn't make sense. Although it might make sense if what I think is happening is happening. Okay, so the Yankees, after today, head to Detroit for 3 games. Then they head back home to play the Rays Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So they have a day game Memorial Day, and then they play the Rays through Thursday. Then they welcome the Red Sox finally for a 3-game series. Then they head out to Minnesota. Why on earth aren't the Yankees going from Detroit to Minnesota and then coming home and playing the Rays and the Red Sox? Is it because there's a soccer game this weekend? Is that what's happening because that makes absolutely no sense to me. Of all road trips, you know what I mean? Detroit and Minnesota, not that they're so close, but it makes sense because they're the same division that the Yankees would go from one to the other. I don't understand that. And then after Minnesota, way ahead on June 10th, they go to Philly and then they go to Toronto. Then they finally come home Friday, June 18th to play Oakland. So I don't know. I don't get it. I could see it pre-COVID where something screwy would happen because a lot of these stadiums, I know it's not easy to make the schedule. You have to go through all the teams, all 30 teams. You have to go through all the venues because some of them have concerts that you have to work around. There's other things happening, you know, like the Yankees with, they have the soccer team playing there as well. But with COVID, it's not as if they're having concerts all the time and all these different events. And so I just don't understand why that's happening. But I'm assuming it's the soccer game, but it's still annoying because that's just silly to fly to Detroit for three games and then have to come home and play the Rays on Memorial Day. And it's also annoying that they have to play the Rays four times. Although I will say, I kind of like this front-loaded schedule. So when the season gets into the dog days and down the stretch, unfortunately, the Yankees will play the Red Sox more and the Rays and Jays less because they've faced them so many times already. So I don't know. I'm kind of, yeah, I don't know. It's like a lesser of two evils. Okay, so before my computer blows up, I am going to go. But the Yankees, again, doubleheader today, and then they're heading to Detroit. So for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Today. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.